Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where it's all about losing weight, getting strong, and being the fittest and healthiest man that you can be in your 40s and beyond. My name is Jimmy the MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man, and in today's episode, I'm answering the top 10 questions that I get asked by men who are getting started with working out. First off, if you have just started working out, congratulations, you took the first big and hardest step, which is starting. You know, it can be very daunting, especially if you don't know where to start. So hopefully in today's episode, I can clear up anything, maybe break some myths, or maybe give you some of that much needed boost to get you started today. All right. So, and look, if you are new to working out or you're thinking about just starting, I'm gonna help you out and just take this one step further by taking the thinking out of the working out. So if you go to today's show notes or if you visit remixmyfitness.com, I have a starter workout guide with videos, descriptions, and how-tos to help the ball rolling. It's called the Big Five, the fundamental exercises that all men need to master. And I'll get into a little bit more of that in today's show, but go ahead and check out the show notes or visit remixmyfitness.com. Now, one more big announcement. Audio workouts are making a comeback this Sunday, and it's because of you, the listeners. I want to give a shout out to a listener out there. Ty recently sent me this message who happened to listen to, went to kind of, I wouldn't say way back into the archives, but episode 65, Hip Hop Hard Workout, and episode 66, My Legs, Glutes, and Back. And this is what Ty wrote. Holy moly, dude, this is fantastic. You're like a workout DJ. And bonus, your instruction doesn't make me want to punch you in the face, LMAO. All right. Thanks, Ty. I'm glad you don't want to punch me in the face. But, you know, all jokes aside, I'm glad you got something out of it, that you're feeling good, that it has helped you start your workout journey. You know, it's because I dabbled into audio workouts. It's something that I used to love working out to when I was a kid. I used to have these tapes of different workout instructors, just calling out exercise. Okay, we're going to squat for 30 seconds and now let's go and do burpees and things like that. And as a fat, shy kid growing up, that was something that I was, that I relied on doing on top of, the regular videos. Like I was into the Taibo and the, Taibo was the big one that I used to do. We happened to have a whole series of different exercises. Billy Blanks, shout out to Billy Blanks out there. But one of my favorite workouts that I used to love doing was a workout by Boss Rudin. He's an MMA fighter, and he had an audio workout, MMA workout, that I loved doing. And it was just kind of fun to do. And especially like, I didn't need to, it was about like punch, kick, sprawl, things like that, squat. And one of my favorite workouts to do. So I was inspired to do that. And then, I wasn't sure whether people were getting something out of it. And look, it turns out I only needed just one person to tell me to get that going on again. So it will be back this Sunday. So make sure you subscribe to the show and be ready to hit that Big Five workout with me on Sunday. I'm going to go through that Big Five workout guide. I'm going to put it together in a little workout. So even take that little extra thinking out of the way. And of course, I'll have the videos and descriptions, all that stuff on that episode's show notes. So anyways, let's get into today's episode where I tackle 10 of the most common questions that I get from men who are starting their workout journey. So starting with number one, how many calories do I need to consume? How many calories do I need? And that really depends on your goal. Are you looking just to maintain your weight? Are you looking to gain weight? Are you looking to lose weight? Okay, so if you're looking to lose weight, okay, I'm going to keep the math really simple because there's more complicated ways to find out, but I'm going to keep the math really simple. If you're looking to lose weight, you're going to take your weight in pounds and you're going to multiply it by 10 to 12. 10 will be the lower number if you plan on doing no exercise and live a general sedentary lifestyle. 12 is the number that you're going to use if you're already active and you've already started working out. And that's because you just need to consume more calories. I know it kind of seems like, all right, I'm just going to eat less and less, but no, don't do that. Even when you're losing weight, our basal metabolic rate, okay, or resting metabolic rate increases, and we just happen to burn more calories because we're just more efficient with it. If you're looking to gain weight, okay, that number is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be anywhere between 16 to, we're going to multiply our weight in pounds by 16 or to 18. And again, 18 if you're lifting on a regular basis, and that is anywhere between 2 to 6 times a week, or you're working out 2 to 6 times a week. Now, if you're looking for more harder, concrete numbers, I'm going to get into that into a little bit in the episode as well, but in the show notes and in today's show notes and on the remixmyfitness.com website, you'll see a macronutrient calculator that will calculate your calories that you need to gain weight, to lose weight, and even tell you how much protein, carbs, and fats you need. Okay, so go and check out the show notes for this episode to get that full calculator. Number two, should I eat before a workout? Now, there are arguments for and then there are arguments against eating something before you work out. And I'm going to throw this out there and say, it's up to you. Okay? And you think you know your body the best. You know how you function better with food or without food. And for myself personally, I don't consume any food. I actually try to consume as little food as I can before I work out, and I save all my calories for dinner time when I don't need to, worry about being on camera or being like just really like rah, because I just find like I feel personally lethargic, and I have personally found no real benefit of consuming food before working out. In fact, I feel the opposite. I feel kind of bad, before I eat. And I've tried all kinds of different combinations. Of course, I'll eat a little something, and I'll just make sure that it's light and it's enough for me to keep myself going. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But if you know that you need some food, or that you get lightheaded, that you feel dizzy after in the middle of your workout, then you need to make sure that you eat a little something, which is going to lead on to question number three, which is, what should I eat before a workout? Now, what you want to eat before your workout, you want it to be on a little bit on the lighter side, but it still needs to be a little filling to yourself. What I have found is like having a good combination between carbs and fat, or carbs and protein. Picking one or the other, the carbs that you'll need to fuel you, to help fuel you for your hard-hitting workouts, and the protein and the fats to give you that satisfied and that kind of full feeling. So a couple examples will be like toast with avocado, toast with egg, toast with peanut butter. I think you guys have an idea of where I'm going with. We can also do like oatmeal and scrambled eggs. One of my go-to combos when I do feel like I need a little something before my workout. But this is my bread and butter. This is something that I consume on a daily basis. Every day I drink a green smoothie, and in there's chock filled with like green vegetables, fruits, a banana always, and whatever else is kicking around. If I happen to have some nuts or some seeds, I'll throw that in there. But I make sure that I put something fatty, or I put a scoop of protein in there. So fatty items would be like yogurt, a handful of nuts, and yogurt. I much prefer Greek yogurt. It has a much more of like a thicker kind of taste. An avocado is a great one to put in there. And in terms of protein, I'll throw in a protein little blend in there, protein powder that is in there, and that'll help again just keep yourself full, because if you're just going to drink the green smoothie, it's literally just going to run right through you. You're going to end up peeing everything out anyway, and then you'll end up feeling hungry. Number four, what's the best thing to eat after a workout? And this is my general answer: anything that you want to eat, something after you work out. I mean, it doesn't have to be like in 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Just try to get something in your system, when you can get it in there. And generally, we want to keep this on carb and protein, on the carb and protein side. So, things like a protein shake, but not just a protein shake. Don't just drink protein and water. If you're going to do that, make sure you mix it with something fatty, because you're going to absorb that a lot better. That's a little trade secret, okay? Protein and like almond milk, protein and milk, or protein and you blend that up with something else that's fatty, because the protein is going to be better absorbed with your body when you have something fatty. So think about like when your doctor recommends to you, like, hey, you know, take this medication, but make sure you have it with a meal. The reason why is because your body is going to absorb that better. Some other examples, I'm a big fan of like scrambled eggs, veggies, and a wrap. I was just for a second gonna say a whole wheat pita wrap or something like that. MC Kim does not do whole wheat. If I'm gonna consume my carbs, if it's gonna be bread, rice, or pasta, you'll never see me eat whole wheat unless someone sent me a sample for free. Then I'll eat. I'm not gonna let any food go to waste. We got some Greek yogurt with some fruits. We have some grilled chicken strips with some veggies, salad, some hummus, cottage cheese. I'm not a big fan of like cottage cheese, but I know a lot of people are. People love that cottage cheese, and you can mix that with some of your fruits, or you can eat that with some tuna, things like that. So you know, stick to something. You know, really anything is gonna do you some good. But you know, the leaner it is, the better it is. And I think we all can kind of differentiate between what is a healthy food and what is not healthy. If it comes in a brown paper bag, if you purchase something, most likely it's going to be higher sodium, higher fat, higher calories, and larger portions than you actually need. So moving along, we're going to go on to number 5. How do I get started working out? Like where do I start? And this is where that big 5 fundamental workout program is somewhere that you want to start. So the big 5 exercises comprises of squat, deadlift, push-up, plank, and a backfly. Now, why are these 5 movements fundamental movements? Why are they a must-know for every man? And it's because these movement patterns, like your squat, your deadlift, your push-up, those kinds of things, those are transferable to you, to every day. These movements are transferable and can be used to help you be more efficient and reduce injuries for everyday movements. So think of like waking up in bed, getting up, or getting up from your chair or the sofa, or picking up something on the floor, or putting away dishes. The amount of men that have told me that they have pulled their back from picking something up from the floor or putting a dish away is incredible. It's incredible how many people tell me this. A lot of it's avoidable, and you're gonna learn the proper breathing sequence. You're gonna learn when to contract your abs, when to use your lower back in all these exercises, and it's gonna become muscle memory. So learning the big 5 is so important to do. So you can go and get that starter guide at remixmyfitness.com or in the show notes, or you can wait till this Sunday when we're going to be doing the audio workout together, and I'm going to neatly package that into a nice little set for us to do with some music and, of course, a little bit of motivation from yours truly, MC Kim. Despite what Ty was saying, not a DJ, the MC of our workouts, okay? So number 6, which exercises burn the most calories? Okay, this is by no coincidence, it is the question after. It is the big 5. You know, the big 5 is going to help you burn the most calories, as it requires you to use large muscle groups to help you move. So for example, like our push-up requires us to use our chest, our triceps, shoulders. Our deadlift requires us to use our hamstring, glutes, lower back. Our squats require us to use our whole ginormous leg and our glutes, and our backfly, you guessed it, our upper back, our lower back, as we're going to be bent down that way. And our plank is not just a core exercise. It's not just working on our abs. It's our abs, lower back, upper body, and legs. Now, once you have mastered these movements, once you have mastered this big 5, there are more complicated exercises and what we call multi-joint exercises. And they require you to use multiple different muscle groups, even more muscle groups, to try to complete an exercise. So one of the favorites, fan favorites out there, is what's called a burpee, right? I think that is on everybody's favorite to-do list in terms of exercise. Our burpee, we have the power deadlift, we have the pull-ups, the snatches, the swings, the clean and press, or the jerks. The list really goes on and some more of the complicated movements, but I definitely don't recommend anybody doing these exercises until they've mastered the big 5. And that's not just me. I think you can ask any reliable trainer or coach out there, or anybody who's going to get you started in exercise. They're going to tell you that you need to master the push-up, deadlift, squat, backfly, and plank before anything else. Okay, Number 7, how can I lose, or how can I target my belly fat? And this is where, like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's no such exercise that's going to target your belly fat. There's no such workout that is going to specifically target you losing weight in your tummy area. It just doesn't exist. That is something called spot training. I think we would all love for it to exist, and I think it would make all our lives a little bit easier to do, but it just doesn't happen. We can build muscles in certain areas, but we can't lose fat, and we can't reduce the size of a certain area. So, for example, I forgot the exact stat, but I'll pull it up and make sure I have it in the show notes later, which is if you do 100 crunches, they say that you only burn 10 to 15 calories. 100 crunches, 10 to 15 calories. That is an incredibly inefficient way to try to burn calories. Instead, focus on the larger muscle groups that I've already talked about before, okay? So spot training doesn't exist. We would all love it for it to exist. I'm sorry, fellas, it just doesn't. And number 8, what's the fastest way to gain weight? So what is the fastest way to gain weight? And I kind of chuckle at this because most of my clients out there, they're out there wanting to lose weight. And I think the mainstream media paints the picture out there, and I think anybody who's trying to lose weight will tell you it's a long, hard journey, and it is no different when you're trying to gain weight. Gaining weight is just as difficult, if not more difficult, because that still requires you to work a big habit change, right? Like, we need to eat more, and we need to be careful how much more we eat, and we need to lift heavy. Those are the two basic principles of gaining the good kind of weight, like the mass, the size, and not just the fat. So this is where being a little bit more tighter with our calculations, I mentioned in the beginning, the very first question, you take your weight and multiply it by 16 to 18, and that will give you an idea of how many calories how much more calories you want to eat. But if I was gaining weight, more than likely I am probably a hard gainer. So somebody who has a hard time gaining weight despite them eating a lot, despite them lifting. So I need to take a little bit more of a scientific approach to it. And this is where our macro calculator is going to be so important. So go and visit the show notes again. I mean, the show notes this week, jam-packed with different links and different things that you can do to hit any one of your goals. But in there, on question number 8, what's the fastest way to gain weight? You wanna calculate your macros, because it will kind of really tell you how much more of what you need to eat, how much more protein, how much more carbs, how much more fat, and you can have an idea of like, whoa, okay, I need to eat this much more, and then also mastering the big 5 fundamental movements, and that way will get you to gain weight the right way instead of, you know, the bad way, which I'm prone to. As soon as I feel like, as soon as I eat like one potato chip, I've already all of a sudden gained 10 pounds. That's not exactly true. I think I eat more than one potato chip, but you all know what I'm trying to say, right? Number 9, how often should I work out? So this, I think this answer might surprise a lot of people. Two times a week will get you to see results. 2 times a week. Now, of course, the more times you work out, the faster the results you're going to see, the better results that you're going to see. So I would say generally, in terms of a workout, when I'm thinking working out, I'm thinking about the big 5 workout. I'm thinking about hitting the gym. I'm thinking about lifting heavy weights or jiu-jitsu or martial arts, whatever it may be. A hard hitting session to whatever your max ability is. So the best of your ability for 30 to 60 minutes, 2 to 6 times a week. Number 10, how long does it take to get into shape? I like the approach of fighters. I'm a huge fight fan. I love MMA, kickboxers, jiu-jitsu. That is like my sport that I like to watch. I don't really watch many other sports. In fact, I probably follow more trainers of different athletes than I actually do of athletes out there. But I think, like, even with athletes, everyone does some sort of camp. I like the idea of like a 6-week fight camp. And why 6 weeks? Because 6 weeks gives you enough time to see significant change and progression in your body. But most importantly, it's not mentally fatiguing. Like, you're not doing like, all right, I'm going to do this 90-day program, or I'm going to do this 100-day program, or this 1-year program. And you dedicate yourself with all good intention to do it. But habits is a tough thing to break, right? And we can do it for a short period of time when we are motivated to do it. And when that motivation wanes because we don't see the kinds of results that we were hoping for, you know, that's when those habits can, that's when it can be tough to kind of keep that habit. But 6 weeks, you know, think of yourself and picture yourself as a fighter. You're getting ready to enter an octagon. You're getting ready to enter a ring, and you have 6 weeks to prepare for this. Okay, 6 weeks. In that 6 weeks, you can work your butt off and you're going to see results. You can hone down the nutrition, eat less calories, or you can go on a full, you know, full dissection of your macro nutrient count, and you're going to see some fantastic results in 6 weeks if you're dedicated to do so. So give yourself 6 weeks. You're going to see yourself in good shape in 6 weeks. But also remember that this is a lifelong journey, right? Maybe after the end of the 6 weeks, you think to yourself like, oh man, this is kind of tough. This is really hard. I can scale back some of these things. I liked this about the workout, but I didn't like about that. You know, I want to eat like like a normal person. You know, 6 weeks is a very telling time, but I would say dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself like a fighter who is preparing for the biggest fight of their life, that you're going to give yourself 6 weeks and stay motivated for that 6 weeks. And I'll talk a little bit more about fight camps in future episodes. But I think that it concludes this episode here today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I can't wait to work out with you this Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you can work out with me. If there's a workout that you want me to hit, maybe you want to do an MMA workout together, or maybe you want to do a kettlebell workout together, hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness. Don't be shy on that social, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Remix My Fitness. I am not a hard man to find. All right, so that concludes this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, don't forget to set those goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to make this fitness thing fun. Peace.